Shraddha, faith, is something that all of the Shastras are telling us. If someone is faithful, then they can make advancement on the path of spiritual life. This faith, this Shraddha, is a very rare commodity in this world. It is extremely rare. We have to accumulate so many past credits. Some Sukritis must be there in order for this faith to dawn within the heart. And at the point when this past credits accumulate, where we can have sufficient balance, then we are awarded the Sadhu Sangha. So by this Sadhu Sangha, the faith that we have accumulated also increases, and the quality of that faith also deepens. And we are told that this faith alone can bring us to Krishna. So the devotees, the Vaishnavas, are always praying to the great Vaishnav Thakurs that if you can only award me, just please award me with a drop of faith. Shraddha, Shraddha Bindu Diya. Just please give me a drop of faith. And how do they do this? They shower the nectarine descriptions of the Supreme Lord's Nam, Guna, Rupa, Lila upon the heads of the faithful souls who have come to hear. In the very beginning of our Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam purports, he tells us that one must have submissive oral reception. This term, submissive oral reception, when I first heard this, I began to think, what does this actually mean? But how to become submissive to the words of the great souls? This is not an easy task. One has to have, as I said, accumulated so many pious credits. But one must also get the kripa, the mercy of these Vaishnavas. So they are asking us, please come and associate. Please come and hear. Please come and make your lives perfect by hearing these transcendental pastimes. If we take advantage of this, then surely our lives will be successful. So it is only by their mercy, actually, that we are given this opportunity. If they were not merciful, there would be no chance of us approaching the higher realm. So we must be extremely filled with gratitude and humility, and we must try to take full advantage when we have this great opportunity to hear from such a Vaishnav personality. Now, for the next 2 weeks, we will be able to attend the discourses given by Paramahansa Vaishnav, been so rare in this world. And as the previous speakers all said, that we have only Srila Narayan Maharaj himself to thank for coming here to this little place in the middle of the mountains of a foreign land, undergoing so much difficulty also to come. And in this way, if our hearts are very open, we will be able to receive this incredible great gift and treasure that he has come to bestow. So let us bow our heads at his lotus feet and try our very best to hear with complete submissive oral reception. Then our whole heart will be purified, and we will be able to actually comprehend what is this Krishna consciousness movement. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise.
Once we were sitting around our Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsisun Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj in Navadvip Math, Devananda Gaudiya Math. So many renowned sannyasis from Haridwar of Advaitvadi, very tall figure, very sound health, very reddish whole body, very learned persons were there. They came to our mutt and they were sitting with our Gurudev. They asked that in Haridwar, Rishikesh and other places in Kashi, we have so many weak societies, mutts, and in each of our temple, mandir, or mutt, big gardens are there. Many kinds of flowers are there. But I hear, there is no garden, nothing. No rose flowers, no other flowers, belly, chameli and others. Why you don't keep gardens in your mutts? He told that you are not seeing. Very beautiful garden is here. And think that you have no eyes to see these gardens. You are saying that more than 100 Vaishnavas are here, very little boy, young age. This is my garden. And these are very beautiful flowers, plants. Rose flower only give scent for some distance. But these flowers get scent in whole world. So I think now that wherever I went in western or eastern countries, in England, in Holland, in Russia, even in Russia, France, Germany, in western countries, here, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, in Australia, in South America, everywhere there are very beautiful gardens. So I am happy to be in one of the very pure garden here. You are all the plants of flowers that Swamiji has planted with his own hand. I think myself fortunate to obey the orders of Swamiji that I planted so many flowers, beautiful creepers everywhere. So you should try to help that my garden should not be dry. If garden is there, so beautiful plants, but no water, then today or after today or some day it will dry. So water is always needed. When it will be very, very big tree, then you cannot give water, but Krishna will give water in rainy season. So no fear for drying. Until they are not matured, up to bhav, association, hearing and kirtan, this is like water, it should be given. Otherwise, if it has come to Shraddha, it has come to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, even to Bhav, if water is not given, then it will dry. When Bhav will come, then nothing worry that the plants will dry. So up till that time, we should try to be associated with very bona fide Vaishnavas. In the line of our Gurudev, who is so much affection for my Gurudev. And he can give nectar in the same line of Harikatha. So Swamiji Maharaj, in his last days, he ordered me that you should help my devotees. Also my Gurudev ordered me to preach, to write books, periodical, magazines and everything. So I wanted to preach and write and go everywhere, but I was not qualified. I have never dreamed that I will come to America, I will come to this place, I will go to Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, in South America, here and there in Africa. But I don't know how he managed. I think that Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swamiji, is making all arrangements for me. Especially I am happy. Mostly I am happy that wherever I go, I see that so many senior and sincere devotees of Swamiji himself arranging everything. When I went in Australia, so many senior devotees of Swamiji helped me so much that I was so much happy. I was melted, my heart was melted. When I came here, some persons told that you should not host Narayan Maharaj anywhere in England or America or anywhere. But Swamiji arranged. So I am so much indebted to my Shiksha Guru, Srila Swami Maharaj, that he personally inspired devotees to help me. Because I have not come for my self-gain, nothing. Only to follow the orders, carry the orders of my Guru Varga, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru and all others. I have nothing to gain. But I think that if I may help devotees who are neglected, who have no means to be associated and no means to develop their Krishna consciousness, pure devotion of Krishna, which please Krishna, then they will be drawn. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that in this world, pure bhakti is very rare, very rare. I think that's very rare person will know what is pure devotion of Krishna. He has written so much in Jaiva Dharma and so everywhere in the explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Amrit Prabhah Bhashya, perhaps you know, he has written in so many articles. A very little book is Tattva Vivek, very good book. You should try to read it. What is pure bhakti? The cultivation of activities only for the solely for the benefit of Krishna or for Krishna or for the devotees of Krishna. To please only to them. Not polluted with any kind of gyan, karma, jo tapasya or anything. Now, all, everywhere in the world, especially in India, they tell that we are following pure Krishna Bhakti. But Srila Prabhupada told that in all world, which is going in the name of pure Bhakti, is not pure Bhakti. All are polluted. Mishra Bhakti. Contaminated.
Mixed.
Mixed Bhakti. So it is very, very, very important to give this pure Bhakti to all world. He told what I told in England, my class, that Vasudeva has divided four Vedas. He has written Vedanta Sutra. He has written Mahabhagavatam, Mahabharata, all the Purans, everything. He has spread all kinds of knowledge, what is Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Krishna Tattva, and all other thoughts. But he was not satisfied. There will be no supreme anything, tattva, that he has expressed in Vedanta Sutra. All acharyas has explained this. Without explaining, anyone cannot be acharya. But even he has did this. He was not happy. Why? He had not explained the glories of gopis, the prajavasis. To glorify Krishna, it is essential to glorify his mother, Nanda Yashoda, his friend Sridham Subal Sakha. And mostly, prominently, the glories of gopis, to whom Krishna was indebted. And he was telling, Napareham Nirvadya Sanjujam. I cannot repay gopis who has given their hearts, their husbands, their all kinds of religion, even shyness, lok dharma, everything. There is no example of any so pure devotees like gopis. Krishna has repaid all, but not gopis. So, Naradrishi is telling him that you have not glorified gopi prem. Radha Prem. Who is Srimati Radhika? Who are gopis? Who is Nanda Yashoda and all? So you do it. And then you will be happy. Then by bhakti, yoga, he saw all these things as if they were in the hands by bhakti yoga. Everything he saw. And then he did it. For all the persons to be happy. So I will try by Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and by Chaitanya Charitamrit, regular classes here, as we did in Australia, Chaitanya Charitamrit, third and fourth special chapters. So here we will try to discuss among all these things so that you can easily develop your Krishna consciousness. Perhaps from tomorrow our classes will begin in the evening. In the evening we will see it.
Yes, I think we'll have a lot more devotees, so we'll have the classes in the pavilion that we have built.
Yeah, in temple.
Yeah, no, right near our house here, 100 yards, 100 meters, there is a pavilion we have constructed.
Let them all come?
Yes.
And then?
We want to show you.
Yes. So from tomorrow we will begin our classes, kirtan, everything, in the line of all Swamiji. To please Swamiji and Krishna and my Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And thus we will...
It may be known that it is Uttama Bhakti Rasa. But you are somehow no doubt. If there are two things to decide all these things. First thing, there are two symptoms of Uttama Bhakti. First, Jnana Karma Adi Anavritam. These two are not Swarup Lakshan. These are Tatastha Lakshan. Swarup Lakshan, whether a soul is conditioned or he is liberated, no harm. This whole shloka anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma adi anavritam ankullena shilinam krishnam. It applies to any sadhak also. And tatastha will not be the symptom of liberated souls. It will only when the soul is conditioned and who is doing sadhana of Uttamadhikari. He may have some anartha. But yet he can do bhakti, but he is not Uttamadhikari, Uttam Bhagavat. He is doing, cultivating bhakti. So, tatastha lakshan only in sadhak in this world, when he is a sadhak. But those who have no abhilasha, other than to please Krishna. And their bhakti is not controlled by jnana and karma, yoga, tapasya and all other things. Then only to serve anukullena Krishna anushilanam. So Prahlad Maharaj has not any ambition other than to serve Krishna or his manifestations. Prahlad Nrisimhadeva's manifestation of Krishna. So bhakti also applies here on any manifestation of Krishna. So his bhakti will be called Krishna Anushilana. And because he has no any ambition, because Prahlad Nrisimhadeva asked him any benediction, but he refused to take any, not liberation yet. So his bhakti is not mixed with jnana, impersonal jnana, that should be. Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj is called Jnani Bhakta. Why? Because he accepts form of Krishna, all qualities of Krishna. Everything he accepts. But there is so much opulence. Only that is Jnani Bhakti. But no Ichcha, desire to have any relation with Brahma. That is why his bhakti is Uttama Bhakti and his Uttam Mahabhagavat. Kripalu, Akritdo, Vadanyam, Vidu, Akinchan, Suchi, all 26 qualities are in me. So is Uttam Bhagavat. But his bhakti is not high classes of bhakti or rasa. Here is the point. So, Sanakshanandal, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they don't want liberation yet. Their bhakti is not mixed with gyan. But the fact is that at first they have this idea. But by the grace of mercy of Brahma, they collect this way, this thing, and their bhakti, that Krishna or any manifestant, he is Brahma. But they are in Shantarasa. So if they are not Uttam Bhagavat, their bhakti cannot come in with Shantarasa. Shantarasa are liberated souls. So if he is not Uttam Mahabhagavatam, he is more than Uttam Bhagavatam. He has no worldly any form. His form is Satchidananda. They can go everywhere, even in Vaikuntha. They have gone in Vaikuntha. That is why Jai Vijay came in this world. So he is Uttam Bhagavat, no doubt. But still, he is very inferior, very in low stage of bhakti yoga. Only beginning, very beginning. Hanuman is more, higher. He has some a special sambandha
relationship
with Ram. He's more. He's not Mahabhagavat. What is? He's Parshad. He's Parshad. Also, Prahlad Maharaj is also Parshad of Nrisimhadeva. So how he became? We cannot say when Sukadeva Goswami was Nirgun Brahma Upasak. When he was doing Aradhana of Nirgun Brahma, he is not Parikar of Krishna. Parikar means what?
Associates.
But Prahlad Maharaj is associates. Later on he became. So we should try Prahlad Maharaj and Sanakshanandan also as a Uttam Bhagavat. No? Gaur Pramanande. You can do a kirtan. How is it? Yes.